daughter not hear the big thing in the house, said he couldn't help it, said he lost control of it, slipping and sliding on him. And there's another car behind him pushing him, and said that's the reason he run into it. And I told him all right then. Tell your daddy about it and fix to do something about it.
Yeah.
And said he'd put it back in as good as it was. And it cost about $150 just for that one window.
Mm-hmm.
People fooling glass that big and getting somebody to do the work, it's going to cost you.
Yeah.
It's going to cost you. Them windows in these stores in these towns, you get a window there, tear it, takes a lot of money to put it back, and get somebody to put it back.
Mm-hmm. Seems like you had a lot of trouble with that storm, then.
Huh?
You had a storm.
Yeah, I had a storm here. Let's see. I can't tell you the exact date it was. It's been 2 months and,
mm-hmm.
since we had a storm. It took the top off my house here, porch and all. Anyways, it went over my the garage out there in my other house. Then ducked down again, and I got a chicken house, down a hen house,
mm-hmm.
down there about 50 yards further. It dipped down and caught that thing at the bottom, turned it clear over another man's field.
Mm.
Then though it was, I couldn't put it back without tying it up, but I wouldn't put it back. I was a little better shape than I am now. I tore it up and had one fellow hit me. And we put it back. He hit me one day and I didn't know it. I put the hen house back. Been sitting there ever since. And went on up to Mr. Lynch's house,
mm-hmm.
right across the angle from my chicken house, and hit a cedar in the middle of a fence row, big as that chair, that cedar was there. And it twisted that cedar all around down to the stump, up in the splinters. Then raised there, and there's over Mr. Lynch's house. And they had a trailer up there, his daughter had a trailer. She done moved in it. But she happened to be down at her mother's house that evening when this storm come.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever it come, they'd just got back from somewhere and they were standing in the yard before they went in the house and looking. And she says, sis, look at that child, how black it is.
Mm-hmm.
She says, yes. And says, I hear something roaring.
Mm-hmm.
And said, mother, says, I better go home. Says, no, you ain't. Says, you stay right down here, you and your husband. Go in the house and live in the room anywhere you want to. And said, don't you go up back to the trailer. And she says, mother, it's time to get in here because that's getting close. Look at yonder. Mother, how black it is.
Mm-hmm.
And they made them. Made a move to go in the house and unlocked the door and they all went in and sat down. And some of them got up and looked out the window. And she says, sister, says it's a storm. And